I call this Wednesday, June 11th, 2025, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I'm Chairman Richard Vineyard, and I will be presiding over tonight's meeting. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Forrestal?
Here.
Terulis?
Here.
Thank you. Crouch?
Here.
Green?
Here.
Linane is absent. Vineyard?
Here.
And Williams?
Here.
Thank you.
Very good. Moving on to meeting minutes. May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the May 14th, 2025 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Are there any questions or amendments? Can I have a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Yes. Terulis?
Yes.
Thank you. Crouch?
Yes.
Green?
Yes.
Linane? I'm sorry, she's absent. Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
All right, minutes are approved. Moving on to the citizens' comments, are there any citizens' comments tonight from the public regarding any topic not on tonight's agenda? Seeing as there are no comments from the public, we will move on to the next item on the agenda. I'm going to make an amendment to tonight's agenda. I would like to make a motion to amend tonight's agenda to move new business item number 2, PZC 2025-09, up to after the citizens' comments tonight. Can I have a second?
Second.
All right. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Crouch?
Yes.
Green?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Terulis?
All right, the agenda has been amended. All right, new business item number 2. Staff, would you present your memo summary on PZC 2025-09, Daniel J. Gorman request for 1.5 mile review, please?
Sure. So PZC 2025-09 is a 1.5 mile review for Kendall County Petition 25-04, which is Daniel Gorman on behalf of USA Energy Independence LLC, prospective buyer, and Stanley L. Zepelak on behalf of Makeda Asset Management LLC, which is the current owner of the property. They are seeking a special use permit for a commercial solar energy facility and variance through Kendall County. This would be to allow a commercial solar energy facility on land within 1.5 miles of municipality without an annexation agreement. The real property is located north of Cornelius Road and is approximately a half mile east of Route 47 in unincorporated Kendall County. The property is 37 acres. The site is currently undeveloped and utilized for agricultural purposes. The property is also bordered by unincorporated residential properties to the south, east, and west. Raging Waves Water Park is located within a half mile west of the subject property. In regards to Yorkville, our corporate boundary borders the subject property to the west, east, and north. Cornelius Crossing subdivision is located immediately west. Bristol Bay subdivision, which is an approved PUD, is located immediately north, and Bristol Ridge subdivision is an approved PUD located immediately east. As you may recall, in 2023, Bristol Ridge PUD was amended to allow solar farm development on the area east of Cannonball Trail, north of the BNSF railway. The solar farm development for that is less than a half a mile away from the subject property. Just a quick background with correspondence with the petitioner. In late 2024, USA Energy Independence reached out to Yorkville asking if we'd like to enter into a pre-annexation agreement for the proposed property since the site is unincorporated and contiguous to the United City of Yorkville. Consensus among staff was that the city would not support the proposed solar farm annexation and development due to the following reasons. The parcel is directly adjacent to several residential homes to the south, east, and west. The location of solar panels is adjacent to a suspected wetland area to the north. This would include 5 new utility poles proposed near existing residential properties to the east, which would be above ground. And lastly, the proposed plan did not meet the minimum setback of 1,000 feet from the major roadway, which is Cornelius Road. The plan at the time showed an approximately 800-foot setback to Cornelius Road. In 2025, in March, U.S. Energy Independence provided an updated site plan. The site plan proposed a setback of approximately 500 feet from the Cornelius Road, which is a 300-foot decrease from the original site plan's middle of 800 feet. Staff reiterated the city would not pursue a pre-annexation agreement for the proposed solar energy facility at this time and encouraged the petitioner to seek approval through Kendall County while we're here today. They filed a variance with Kendall County regarding the proposed solar energy facility to proceed without an annexation or annexation agreement. Just a quick summary on the proposed property. It's on the screen, but I'll just give a quick run through. It's a 5 megawatt AC community solar farm they're proposing. A few other notes about the project. The solar development would have approximately 12,120 solar panel arrays on site. The mounted equipment at full tilt is just under 11 feet. The setback to the nearest solar array is greater than 250 feet to the nearest residence structure and greater than 150 feet to the nearest residential property. And the security fence on site would be approximately 6 feet tall. Lastly, the Yorkville Comprehensive Plan designates this property for estate conservation residential. If the county were to approve this, the county zoning, the Yorkville Comprehensive Plan future land use area map would need to be amended for this area, most likely being changed to agricultural zone, which we have for past solar farm developments in and without the city. One last thing to note, I have the May 6th Kendall County Zoning Planning and Advisory Committee. The committee issued a neutral recommendation of the proposed development and added an additional condition requiring the developer slash owner to enter into a community impact agreement with Kendall County. Tonight, we have the petitioner here if you guys have any questions, and I'm happy to answer any questions as well.
Thank you. Do any of the Planning and Zoning Commission members have any questions for the petitioner or the staff?
I do have a question for the petitioner. I'm sorry, and it might be noted on the plans, but what sort of buffering are you using? Is there any sort of foliage you're putting in?
Sure.
Please.
Hi, my name is Dan Gorman for USA Energy Independent 1. To answer your question directly, if there is substantial buffering, we'll have two rows of trees as screening. The whole area to the south side of the...
I'm sorry.
The whole area to the south will be planted in grass or potentially continue to be farmed. The neighbors who we've talked to extensively wants to keep that area in green space. The exact terms of that green space, whether that's something like pasture or hay, is still to be decided, but we're all agreed on the green space. In addition, under the solar panel itself, we'll be planting 20.1 acres of native pollinator species, which consist of grasses as well as flowering plants to provide habitat. Butterflies, other kind of pollinators, as well as themselves being
native. Of course. And it sounds like you already reached out to the local community. And are they? Have you had any disagreements? Is anyone not in favor of it so far?
No, I haven't run into anyone who's expressly said they're against it. In fact, quite the contrary. There's in that area, there's sort of an informal neighbors association.
Got it.
I had sent preliminary letters to all of those neighbors, and they responded favorably directly to me. We had informational meeting at the Bristol Township where they all came and asked me questions about our project. At the end of that meeting, everyone at that meeting had either expressed support of the project or, you know, had left without directly talking to me. We did have a formal recommendation meeting May 6th at Bristol Township after all those board members had heard of, you know, the informational one that was unanimously recommended for approval at the township.
Awesome. That's all I have. Thank you so much.
Any of the other commissioners have questions for the petitioner?
No.
Anybody? All right. Thoughts? It's a mile and a half review.
I mean, I'm fine with this, but I would say if the staff has a recommendation, we just throw it in there.
Would it be possible to make a couple of comments about the project in general?
Sure. Would you like to? Absolutely.
Sure. So this project was specifically cited on this parcel for a number of reasons. One, it's an oversized parcel. Being nearly 40 acres, we're only building a 20-acre solar garden. This does allow for substantial setbacks in unincorporated counties like this property currently is. The setbacks from the road is required to be 50 feet, and here we're over 500 feet from neighboring property lines. We are supposed to be 50 feet. Here we're over 150 feet, and from neighboring residences, we have to be 150 feet, but in this project, we're over 250 feet away. This is a substantial distance from those neighbors and the general community. It is going to be well screened, both by the trees as well as whatever type of green space will be in front of that project. There's also substantial growth of trees to the west and to the east, which will screen it from further field. This particular parcel is not well suited for other types of development, like residential, because it's substantially wet. There are only a few delineated wetlands on this property, most of which are, you know, completely avoiding. However, the neighbors to the south have shown me pictures of how their property floods from runoff coming from this property. So The nice thing about community solar is we're only changing the impermeable surface of this property by under an acre. If you include the access road, I believe it's 0.66 acres. Whereas a residential development would have substantial roads that would be impermeable, of course, the foundations of the houses, which would have very difficult to mitigate impacts on the local neighbors. In addition, like you mentioned, that the neighbors are in support of this project. They have some serious concerns about substantial residential development coming through their neighborhood and other types of development like short-term rentals. They believe this project is a good alternative for everyone in the sense that it puts this property to a higher and better use, but doesn't come with negative externalities, such as additional residential development, that sort of thing. And then the last point that I'd like to make is, I understand that there's concern about community solar gobbling up land in communities. Community solar as an industry requires that there is available capacity on existing lines. And the reality is, although there's probably enough for several projects in the community in total, that capacity is not unlimited. In fact, it's actually a very short supply both in the local community as well as the state. So ultimately, there's not going to be an infinite number of projects going in because you'll run out of available capacity. Then just one last thing. Community solar, all community solar is fundamentally a temporary use of land. These projects, from the time of construction to removal, is about 35 years. And although that seems like a long time, ultimately we're not saying that this property will never be developed. What we're just saying is it's likely to be one of the last parcels to be developed. So it still has all of its development possibilities in the future. And community solar is one of the very few types of developments that accounts directly for its decommissioning and return to agricultural use at the end of the project. There are no things like concrete foundations that would need to be removed. It's all just driven posts that can be removed.
Any of the other commissioners have any questions? All right, you guys for this?
For.
You guys for this, against this? What's your thoughts?
Has anyone checked to see if they want to put a data center there instead?
No. I'm sure they're not.
Yeah.
Just teasing. No, that's okay. No issues? Okay. May I have a motion to approve the petition for PZC 2025-09, Daniel J. Gorman?
So moved.
You read the.
In consideration of the proposed mile and a half review of Kendall County Petition 25-04 by Daniel J. Gorman on behalf of USA Energy Independence LLC, prospective buyer, and Stanley L. Zepplek on behalf of Luca Asset Management LLC, current owner, seeking a special use permit for a commercial solar energy facility and variance to allow a commercial solar energy facility on land within 1.5 miles of a municipality without an annexation agreement consisting of one parcel totaling 37.3 acres. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommends the City Council to approve the request.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Green?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Terulis?
No.
And Crouch?
Yes.
Thank you.
Very good. The motion is approved. Moving on to public hearings, there's one public hearing tonight's hearing scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. A public hearing for the project Cardinal Rezoning, Special Use PUD, and Preliminary PUD plan is on tonight's agenda. However, per city code, the Economic Development Committee must first review the proposal and provide feedback to the commission. Due to the cancellation of the June 3rd EDC meeting due to lack of quorum, that step could not be completed at this time. As a result, tonight's public hearing will be opened and then continued to the July 9th meeting. No presentation will be made tonight by the developer. If you are a member of the public at tonight's meeting for Project Cardinal, we encourage you to reserve your public comments after the presentation at the July meeting. However, if you wish to provide public comment tonight, you will still be permitted to do so. Are there any persons wishing to speak tonight? Okay. So, we can skip that. May I have a motion to open the public hearing on petition PZC 2025-08, Pioneer Development LLC.
So moved.
Okay. Have a roll call vote on the motion.
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Terulis?
Yes.
Crouch?
Yes.
And Green?
Yes.
Very May I have a motion to continue the public hearing on PZC 2025-08 Pioneer Development LLC to the July 9th, 2025 Planning Zoning Commission meeting at 7 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Tourlis? Yes. Crouch?
Yes.
And Green?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on to unfinished business. Seeing as there are no items under unfinished business for discussion, we'll move on to new business. Seeing that the public hearing for PZC 2025-08 Pioneer Development has been continued, this action item will not be discussed tonight. Is there any additional business the city would like to update us on?
Sure. There are two updates from council actions on your agenda. The first one is a text amendment for comprehensive plan that was approved at last night's meeting. And the second one is a text amendment for an energy industrial use standards that related to data centers. That was continued until the June 24th meeting. There were some additional regulations that the council wanted us to explore. So the other item that's not on your agenda that I'd like to mention in front of you, there are cards that are announcing the Kendall County planned update to their comprehensive plan. There are workshops listed here. They ask that we share this with everyone. So if you want to attend any of the workshops, I guess the next one would be the third workshop, which is June 17th at 6:30, and that will be held at the Charles B. Phillips Public Library in Newark.
Thank you. Seeing as there is nothing further on tonight's agenda, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Meeting adjourned at 7:16:54.